ready, and you are ready to feel all the feels that jump in. If your smile is wide and wide, and your pride unable to hide, then jump in.
That's Fresh Breath with Jump In from their great new album, The Big Picture. Fresh Breath are a wonderful Cottam, Ontario-based duo featuring Josh and Katie Pascoe, with a sound they describe as folk rock, blues, pop and country, with a whole lot of heart and soul. Fresh Breath released the well-received Us Against the World in June of 2017. They've just released the follow-up, The Big Picture. And there are special guests in the studio today. It's great to have you join us on Folk Roots Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, the new album is released. That came out just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You must be pretty happy with the way things are going.
Yes, we are. Exciting times.
Exciting times.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. We're playing more and doing more than we ever had and having more fun than we ever had. So, yeah.
I should mention that I think we've chatted a few times over the years, because I know we had you on the Sun Parlor Coffee House sessions. You came in and gave us a great session. People want to check out the sessions, they can go to sunparlorsessions.com and catch that if they want to do that. They can also go to your website, of course, which is freshbreathband.com.
Yes, there's some links there for both the shows we did with you and some other silly fun things we've done online. So, yeah.
But before we actually get to talk about the new album, I wanted to give you a chance just to fill us in on a little bit of the history behind the band. Because I think originally you were part of a much larger combo than just the duo you are now, weren't you?
Yes. When we very first met, that's how Katie and I actually very first met, was playing music at parties. And we started writing songs, and we had always actually recorded everything that we wrote together. So there's I think 3 CDs full of just nonsense recordings that we did together. And then we put out one relatively professional recording, but we realized that you're limited as a duo, and we wanted to do some more rock and roll type stuff. So we had some good friends that were really good musicians, and we quickly became a 5-piece band and released like 2 EPs in a year and a half, I think, like 2013 to 2015, there, those couple of years. But yeah, that was the beginnings of Fresh Breath, and then now it's taking turns, changing hands, but
ever evolving.
Yeah, ever evolving.
Yes, yeah. Changing constantly, so.
And I think things actually really took a positive turn from your point of view when you actually released Us Against the World. Now, that album, I think, was released when you returned to the farm in Cottam. Now, I think one of you has a family farm there. Is that right?
My family farm has been just outside of Cottam for over 100 years. My grandfather grew up there. His parents lived there. So this has been in my family for a long time. I lived there my whole life. Josh and I actually lived there together when we first met. Like, not when we first met, but soon after. Yeah. Moved away for about 10 years, and then we returned. And so that album, Us Against the World, we recorded at the farm and as a duo.
Yeah, that was like a transitional period for the band when we were getting older. The musicians we were playing with, everybody's getting older. Some people are starting families. And it was just getting really, really hard to keep everybody together and keep the live show as tight as we needed it to be. And just started kind of growing apart. So when we moved back to the farm, it really allowed us to just do it. Kind of micromanage, which isn't a good way to put it, because we weren't trying to put our own like thumb on anybody, but it just allowed us to really do everything ourselves and prove to ourselves that we could make it happen, just the two of us. We wrote everything, recorded everything, mixed it, played all the instruments, and it really opened our eyes to what the duo possibility was. So I think it was a good transitional period for us, for sure.
So a bit like a cottage industry or a farm industry.
Yeah, for sure.
A family farm industry.
Yeah.
That's great. So the new album, things are a little different now, because I think you've actually brought other people in to make this. So the big picture, tell us a little bit about how that album came together.
Yeah. So after Us Against the World, you know, we were still constantly writing these new songs, and although it was great to do all that ourselves, the recording and everything, it was a lot of work, right? So we decided that this new album we would want to record at a studio, not at our home, so that we could kind of, you know, focus on the music. And we turned to our good friend, producer Brett Humber at the Sound Foundry Studios in Kingsville. And he was a great help for us with this new album. And we brought in some other musicians to help us as well. So it was more of a collaboration piece. And I think it really shows on the album that, you know, there's this different vibe to it. And we're really, really proud of how it turned out.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about some of the other people that play on the album.
Well, Brett Humber himself is an unbelievable musician. He plays guitar on some tracks, and he paints a really good picture with some synth stuff. It doesn't sound synthetic, but there's a lot of strings and keys and just undertones and stuff that really paint a picture behind the songs that he's just got an excellent ear for. And then our good friend Michael Sugar Oche from the Oches, he came in and laid down a couple of drum grooves for us, stuff that was out of my wheelhouse, and I was like able to bring in just the people that fit for the songs, which was amazing for this album, because Sugar's got such a jazzy kind of hand. Like, he played on Jump In and
Runaway.
Yeah, and Runaway as well. And Daryl Litzer came in and played bass on a couple of tracks too. Both those tracks that we just mentioned and a couple more as well. He's just a great bass player, and it creates the effect of a full album. Like, each song, you can tell that it's not the same players. So it's really a good collective piece of music. So, like, we're really, really excited about it.
It must make you feel real good to have this come together so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was so much fun to do. So easy. And, like, the people, all those people we just mentioned, are so great to be around energy-wise. They're just so much fun and super talented and super humble. And, it was just, it just came together seamlessly. So we're really happy about it.
So we started with Jump In, an appropriate way to start an interview. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics to that song, actually. It's probably one of the only love songs that I've ever written. And just a fun, you know, upbeat song about, you know, feeling confident in another person or a partner, and kind of putting my I don't know what I would call it, advice out there that if, you know, if you feel all the feels and you're, you know, it's real, then jump in and don't shy away from something amazing as a true love feeling. That's kind of the vibe there.
I think it's really important to you to try and bring those messages through in your songs. I mean, I'm just looking down the list. I mean, we've got I'm on a roll, let's go, run away, jump in. I mean, they're all, you know, like, you know, I mean, you probably should be working for one of those sort of, you know, positive mantra.
Yeah,
the
inspirational speaker or something. Yeah. 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 Well, we try to bring that, especially with our live show, too. We try to, you want people to be in a better mood than when they came. And when you're going to a concert, most of the time you're in a good mood. So we want them to leave in a better mood. You know, like there's, I just try and get everybody involved with the music and have a positive message. Like there's always sadness in writing, and like even some of the songs on the album, if there's a little bit of sadness, we always try to have a solution at the end of it in the lyrics or in the music itself to bring you out of that, so you don't at the end of the song feel like, oh no, like I hope the other I hope the next one's more positive than that. So yeah, we always,
I think really with this album I've realized that music is really therapy for Josh and I. So that's why a lot of the songs are positive affirmation style writing. There's a couple songs on there, like Josh said, that maybe aren't exactly like that. But again, therapy. It's like, if you really want to get to know Josh and I, like, read our lyrics.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
We're going to go back into the album and play another song in a few minutes. One-liners, which I have a feel that that kind of leads into your songwriting, doesn't it?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your songwriting generally and how, and then let's talk about one-liners.
Yeah, sure. So typically when Josh and I write a song, a lot of times he will have a riff or, you know, something musically that he's written, and I will write lyrics, or he'll have like a hook with a song he's written and I will come in with a verse. So a lot of times we're collaborating when we write, and it's always kind of been like that. But with one-liners, we wanted to shake it up a bit, do something different. So we tried each writing one sentence or one line, each maybe about five of them per person. And then at the end, we thought, we'll pick which ones are the best and write a song about it. We ended up liking them all, putting them all together, and calling it one-liners.
Like at the very beginning of the song, I was just like, in the moment going, wow, I think it's kind of cool trying to write something different, right? And I was like, write that down for me. And then that became the very first line of the song. And then after that, we picked a few of the one-liners that we went through, and it was just a very different way of writing for us. And it was fun and new, and it ended up coming together. You can tell, and the song itself is kind of fun and sing along. Like the chorus is kind of just notes, like vocal notes. It's, you know, like a very easy, happy song to get into. So
it turned out as a great song. Let's listen to that just now. This is Fresh Breath with the song One-Liners from their great new album, The Big Picture. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Write that down for me. I wrote down one liners, and now I got five of them, you see. Just trying to explain it all while capturing the vibe of the room, the world, the show. We don't have to force it out now, just let it naturally be. Yellow and blue. Open up your walls and let to know it too, who's created this chaos within. And I said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I said, hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I said, hey. We don't have to force it out now. Just let it naturally be and capture the vibe of the room and the world. We don't have to force it out now. Just let it naturally be and capture the vibe of the room and the world. No, we don't have to force it out now. Just let it naturally be and capture the vibe.
That's Fresh Breath with one-liners from their new album, The Big Picture. Josh and Katie Pascoe from Fresh Breath are our special guests in the studio today, chatting about their music and the album. Let's talk a little bit about the live show, because I had a chance to catch you playing at Mill Street Market down in Leamington. It's a monthly thing that the wonderful town of Leamington puts on through the summer to try and encourage people to enjoy the uptown, but quite honestly, there are so many great things to do in Essex County generally during the summer months. It really is a wonderful summer playground, and I feel like I'm doing an ad for the tourist board now.
Yeah, but, well, there really is a lot of things, especially as of the last couple of years. There's so many markets, and they're really digging into live music around here, so it's great.
And you seemed really comfortable and relaxed when you were doing that. I get a sense that that is kind of a fun thing to get out and do, isn't it?
Yeah, like that show was tons of fun, and like it's the crowd was into it right off the hop, so that's always great. We because there's some shows where you gotta earn it, you gotta get them into it, but it was a very easy crowd to get into. They're singing along with us. We're doing some call and answer stuff, and I love it when we can mix in some fun covers with our own stuff, and it like generally goes over well, so we're having a lot of fun.
You know, one of the things I like about your music is the fact that, you know, your original songs are really strong. You know, sometimes people really make an effort to put out original material, but if they're used to playing covers, it sometimes you get that, it almost becomes a little too obvious that, you know, the covers are really where they're comfortable and the original music they're trying to throw in there. And I think it's always good to do that. What I love about your music, and maybe it goes back to the positive affirmations you were talking about before, but the fact that you try and to craft a song that will leave people with something really helps allow your songs to feel at home inside a set. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, we're really trying to engage that way and make people feel like, you know, you already know this song. It's like we're going to make you sing along with it before it's over. You already know this song, kind of thing. So we try and have as much fun as we can singing our original music, and that's really where we have the most fun anyways.
our energy on stage actually changes for the better when we play our own stuff. Like you were saying, like we're really comfortable with our own music, and we feel that we have a good message, and it makes us feel good knowing that we're trying to promote a good message. So when we get into our own tunes, we want people to listen, and we want people to react, because we just want to spread the love. We just have so much fun doing it that if we're having a good time, we feel like everybody's having a good time. So yeah.
No, that really comes through. You know, one of the other things I like about your whole approach to your career, we'll talk a little bit about touring a little later, but you know, you certainly work hard, but you also find as many different ways to engage your audience as possible. I mean, not just, you know, putting out well-crafted music. You also make an effort to make fun merch. You know, wristbands have come out with this album. got cooler covers for, you know,
beer koozies or non-alcoholic beverages as well. They keep cold, so whatever you're into.
You know, with a name like Fresh Breath, I wonder what, you know, do people sort of wonder what you're about when you first appear on stage for a show, especially when it's the first time you played that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were just at a gig this past weekend and one of the bartenders was like, Fresh Breath, who's this? So we do have to explain ourselves quite a bit, I think. Yeah. But the biggest thing I think we've decided, and when we first decided to name the band, was we want it to be something that's always good, that's always... You know, you can't deny that it's a good thing to have fresh breath. And that's where it all started.
Yeah. And even speaking with, it was the guy behind the bar in Sauble Beats this weekend. We had a cocktail after our show was done. And he was just like, you know, it was really nice hearing you guys play. Like it was like, it's just kind of refreshing. And we're like, fresh breath. And he's like, you guys got me, you got me. But and I think fresh breath kind of evolves as we have too, as we're getting older and we're realizing that we're in front of people and we're trying to get people to listen and we want to be careful with our words. So we like fresh breath is almost turning into a positive breath. You know, I would like everything, every breath you're taking should be positivity into the world and try to promote that and don't spread ill will and negativity. Just so that's kind of what fresh breath has been evolving into as we move along.
I love it because, I mean, I have to be honest, you know, when I first heard you were called Fresh Breath, I think that was before you came into the studio for to do the Sampala Coffee Sessions. Interesting name for a band. Mm-hmm. When you get to meet you and talk about the music, and then you have this wonderful mantra, what is it? Peace, love, and fresh breath.
That's right.
Peace, love, and fresh breath.
You know, it's funny because it's like 50 years since the original Woodstock, and you would have fitted in really well back in those days.
I think so.
I think so.
Hairstyles as well.
And the beer koozies are tie-dye. And
Yeah, I kind of wondered whether you, maybe I could imagine you wandering through the crowd handing out I don't know, gum or
Something. Stay fresh, everybody.
No, that's great. I want to go back to the album and play another track. Now, this is a track that I think really shows the breadth of your vocals, Katie, because you take a lead on this, and that's I Still Cry. Mm-hmm. Is this one of those songs that you mentioned earlier that, you know, it has it's not quite that positive affirmation for most of the song?
This is a really personal song that I wrote. I wrote it by myself, and it's probably the only bluesy kind of song that we've written, too. It's got definitely a blues vibe to it.
Yeah, definitely a blues feel.
Again, it's a therapy song for me. It all came out on the page, and I let it rip on that one. I think you can definitely feel the emotion inside of me for that.
You certainly can. You must be pretty happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, it was not an easy song for me to record. And, you know, as I've played it more and more, I've kind of detached a little bit. That's the one thing about putting yourself out there as a musician. You put your emotions into it, and then you also have to play it on stage, and then it can be hard. Yeah, definitely feel the feels with that one.
Yeah, there was some misty eyes in the studio as she was recording that, for sure.
Which I guess is all the way of realizing that, yeah, we got a great take. And it's a great song. Let's listen to that just now. This is Fresh Breath with I Still Cry from their great new album, The Big Picture. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I still cry. All the time, all of you. It's like I'm fine. Then it hits me. Burst up, tears rolling. I get paralyzed and so confused, but it's you. It's like I forget that you were supposed to fit in my life. grips with it. I still cry all the time over you. It's like I'm fine. Then it hits me. Recall all the things we do together. And in my memory, I feel that you disappear like the morning dew. And I can't come to grips with it. Lord, when will I see you again? I still.
That's Fresh Breath with I Still Cry from their new album. It's entitled The Big Picture. Josh and Katie Pascoe from Fresh Breath are our special guests in the Folk Roots Radio studio today, chatting about their music and the album. I think you're heading out on tour in September, aren't you? Where are you off to?
We are. We're calling it the Fort Mac and Back Tour. We're going all the way out to Fort McMurray, Alberta. And then making our way back from there with stops all over the place. We're doing Calgary and
Winnipeg
and then Kenora, all over Ontario. Northern Ontario as well and back down towards home. So we'll be gone for a whole month, September, like you said. And we're really excited to get out there.
And is this the longest tour you've done so far?
This is. We did a tour about 10 years ago, kind of same idea, but this is more extensive.
It took you 10 years to get over
yeah. Right? This is definitely more extensive, a lot more dates,
Does the touring life fit for you? I guess you know, from the interview we've already had, that the answer probably is yes. You seem pretty easygoing, but do you find being on tour a comfortable thing?
Yeah.
I do, for sure. We get along very well. So we spend a lot of time, especially in our van, like we spend some alone time together, if you will. But, you can separate yourselves, like you don't have to be completely engaged at every second of every day. But we do spend a lot of time together, and we just generally are smiling and have so much fun. And with what we're doing, I think it's easier for a husband and wife to be traveling in a tight quarters and loving what they're doing rather than sticking five dudes in a van. And when there's egos involved and people are, it can be very troublesome for people. But we're just having so much fun doing what we're doing and just trying to spread a message of love and just good vibes everywhere we go. So it's hard not to enjoy what we're doing.
And I guess you must enjoy playing to new audiences.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We Josh especially thrives on just playing anywhere. So, I mean, if he doesn't play a show for a week, he gets really fidgety and something's not right. Yeah. And, and then he plays a show and he feels so much better. So touring to us just makes sense. It's something we need to do.
Yeah. It's like a must.
Where do you hope to go with your music over the years? I mean, is this, are we going to be sitting here in 30 years, talking about your 12th album or 13th or whatever?
Truly hope so, because I feel like ever since Katie and I have met, I've always just felt that we have something to say and we're not trying to spread negativity. I can't stress that enough. And I just feel like we were brought together in our mentality and our personalities the way that they are and how we just mesh so well together that it's like, this is what we were put here to do. So if over the next 30 years, it means that we just continue to, because being a musician, you just strive to be better than you were yesterday, not better than so-and-so or him or her, or you just want to be better than you were the day before. And you can do that forever in music. There's just always so many places to go. So I see us just continuing to put out music and just hopefully just continuing to build a fan base that wants to come get away for a night and really leave feeling good.
That's a perfect message to finish with. If people want to learn more about Fresh Breath, how can they do that?
They can check us out, freshbreathband.com, and there's links to our social media sites there as well.
Oh, that's great. We're going to finish with, I think, the first single from the album. That's I'm on a Roll. Mm-hmm. You guys clearly are on a roll. I mean, I really Thank enjoyed you. Us Against the World. I think the big picture is quite clearly a step up. You mentioned working with some great people like Brett Humber, Mike Autier in there as well. So I see great things in the future for you. Tell us a little bit about this song, though.
Yeah, I'm on a Roll is really about us starting this touring thing and really taking off with our music. It's probably mostly from my perspective. Josh and I are both, becoming full-time musicians, so we don't have responsibilities of, 9-to-5 jobs and those kind of things weighing us down. And so it's that feeling of just getting out there, going on tour or wherever you're going and feeling free.
That's a perfect way to finish. This is Fresh Breath with I'm on a Roll from their fabulous new album, The Big Picture. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Josh and Katie Pascoe, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you join us in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you,
Jan. Really appreciate it.
Peace, love, and fresh breath, everybody.
That highway, been here before, following signs, showing the way, I'm in control. I'm on the road, I don't need no permission, baby, that much is true.